This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. G7 leaders are closing their summit Monday with discussions about the climate and digital transformation, though those issues are likely to be overshadowed by a closing joint news conference with U.S. President Donald Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron. Mr. Trump downplayed any sense of tension between himself and the French president after the French leader met Sunday with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif. Trump, who withdrew from the international agreement on Iran's nuclear deal last year, says new negotiations will include Iran's nuclear program and its ballistic missiles. Analyst Tristan Naylor says relations are strained among the G7 leaders.
Unquestionably, on the big issues that really matter, on climate change, on international trade, on Iran, there is no unanimity amongst the G7 powers. It is very much a sort of G6 plus one format right now. That is what we've seen at the previous two G7 summits in which President Trump has attended, and I see no reason why things might change at this summit.
Meanwhile, President Trump says China has reached out to resume trade negotiations, a move that comes after the two nations announced their latest round of reciprocal tariff hikes. Speaking at the G7 meeting, Mr. Trump told reporters that China had called top U.S. trade representatives and said, "Let's get back to the table." He called the willingness to resume talks a very positive development for the world. Heavy rainfall and flash floods have killed 62 people in Sudan and left nearly 100 injured, the official Suna news agency reported on Sunday. Sudan has been hit by torrential rains since the start of July, affecting nearly 200,000 people. For the latest news, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hong Kong police on Monday say they arrested 36 people in the latest round of weekend pro-democracy protests. VOA's Peter McLeod has more.
As Hong Kong protesters hurled objects at police late Sunday and early Monday, several police officers drew their weapons and one fired a warning shot into the air, according to a statement from the city's police force. It was the first time police have used live rounds during the protests. The protesters say they are demonstrating against what they see as an erosion of rights under the one country, two systems arrangement under which Beijing assumed control of the territory. The protests in the major Asian finance center are the biggest threat to peace there since Britain handed over control of Hong Kong to China in 1997. Peter McLeod, VOA News.
President Trump says the U.S. and Japan have reached agreement on a trade deal in principle that will be signed in September during the U.N. General Assembly. Mr. Trump spoke to reporters as he met with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe on the sidelines of the G7 summit. Brazilian troops are heading to the Amazon to fight fires that have swept the region. VOA's Penny Dixon has more.
Brazil's defense minister says 44,000 troops will be available for unprecedented operations to put out the fires, and forces are heading to six Brazilian states that asked for federal help. President Jair Bolsonaro has tried to temper global concern, saying the areas that have burned were already deforested, while intact rainforest was spared. Brazilian government satellite monitors have recorded more than 41,000 fires in the Amazon region so far this year, with more than half of those coming this month alone. Penny Dixon, VOA News.
Harvey Weinstein is due back in court in New York City Monday, involving testimony from a Sopranos actress. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Harvey Weinstein is due to be arraigned on a new indictment that prosecutors say will allow them to bolster their case against him with testimony from Sopranos actress Annabella Sciorra, who says the movie mogul raped her in the 1990s. In addition, a ruling is expected in the change of venue request from Weinstein's legal team, who say he can't get a fair trial in the city. The 67-year-old is charged with raping one woman and performing a forcible sex act on another. Weinstein has denied all accusations of non-consensual sex. It remains to be seen if the new legal wrangling will delay the start of his trial scheduled for September. Julie Walker, New York.
Tens of thousands of Rohingya refugees rallied in Bangladesh on Sunday to mark the second anniversary of their exodus out of Myanmar. Most fled military-led violence in Myanmar in 2017. The United Nations says that violence was executed with genocidal intent. Please download the VOA mobile app. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
best music. Today, the voice of America, VOA.